Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a while. It has been almost 2 weeks. You know what happened was I did the three episode special where I did three episodes in 1 week. And after that, I was exhausted, not just from the show, just from life. Like, no problems, nothing going, but just a lot of, you know, like, no serious problems, just a lot of stuff. Like, I do ministry work, I do a gaming show, I do this podcast, I do so much stuff. And I just needed a little time off. You know, there's no great story to why I missed, or there's no great explanation. It's just life. So I'm going to get into today's show. This one is a touchy subject for me. Not because I've been through it or, you know, anything. I know people that have. Abuse in a relationship. I've been asked this question. I've been not avoiding it because I don't avoid any question. But I've been staying a little back from it because I'm like, you know what? I'll push this one out when I have a good, you know, idea about this. And I finally got a good idea about it and how I want to approach it. Abuse in relationships is what this one's about. Now, if you are... So I want to talk about something real crazy. So a lot of times women get abused in relationships. You got the hashtag Me Too. You have all that stuff. But guys go through this stuff too. Now, we may not get physically abused. Like me personally, I haven't went through this, but I know people that have. Physical abuse is the most common thing noticed. Like everyone knows when someone gets beat or someone gets hit, everyone's like, oh my God, this is beautiful. Do you know that mental abuse can be just as bad? Verbal abuse, like those can be just as bad. Even spiritual abuse. You're like, what's spiritual abuse? Hold on, I'm just trying to make sure I don't got to pull over a little bit. All right, here we go. Spiritual abuse is a thing too. If you have someone that is unequally yoked with you and they don't want nothing to do with church, and when you go to church, they call you or they annoy you or they're like, you don't need God in your life or you don't need this, that's also an abuse because they're attacking your religion technically. That's why the Bible says don't marry unequally yoked, so you don't go through that, but it's still a problem. It's still something real. It's very much real. But I think most people always say, yeah, you know, physical abuse. No, there's different abuses out there. There's different ways to be abused, I should say. So let's get back to it. Guys get abused too. You know, just like when they say, you know, a woman gets molested or raped, it's always like just a woman, but it happens to men. That's why when Terry Crews that came out and said it, a lot of people made fun of him and like, oh, this guy's complaining about getting raped, but you got to understand, there's different ways. Like, a guy was trying to mess with him and, you know, all this stuff. And he came out and all this. Listen, there's different forms of abuse. It's not just women. It's not just Me Too. I know they say Me Too is for men and women, but the front cover of that magazine doesn't show that. I mean, it showed all the women up front. But men can get abused too. And maybe the woman is hitting you. If the woman's hitting you, that's a problem. Because the first thing that people always think, well, if a woman hits you, you can hit him back. I know a lot of men that think that way. If a girl hits me in my face and punches me in my eye, I'm punching her back. She gets what she deserves. She can hit like a dude. She can hit like a dude. Who told you that was okay? That's wrong. Listen, if you get into a physical altercation, if your significant other, I don't want to say wife or girlfriend, your significant other, whatever they are to you, they're putting their hands on you, you have the right, just like they do, to be like, hey, I'm out of here. Don't take that mess, man. Because look, no man should be getting abused by no girl. And no girl should be getting abused by no man. You don't have no excuse. I know some women that say the same thing. When the whole thing with Chris Brown went on, oh, he hit Rihanna. She got what she deserved. She probably hit him in a car. Listen, all you have to do is walk away. If you're trying to walk away and they're still following you, approach you, take a jog. They can't keep up with you. And if they can't keep up with you because you out of shape, then restrain them. Restrain them. Look, if you get into that situation, grab them up, let them know, look, I'm not going to hit you. No matter what you do right now, I'm not hitting you. I'm not for all that. I'm not putting myself in a position where I'm going to risk my life going to jail or hurt you. Because you're still the person I love. And if you don't love that person, then leave. Don't keep yourself in that situation because you're just hurting yourself. Don't keep yourself in that situation. So to me, I look at it like, look, if you're in a relationship and you're being abused, whether it's physical or mental, abuse is abuse. Nobody deserves that. If someone's abusing you, There's someone else out there that will treat you right, that won't abuse you. Someone that actually cares for you. Someone that won't put their hands on you no matter what happens. Someone that won't say, this is the thing that a lot of women do. You hang things over men's head. If men do something wrong, it's, you're good for nothing. Go get a job. Go do this. Now, if he's a lazy guy, he don't want to do nothing, and you married him and all that stuff, remember, you married him. You know what he was before you got married. If he switched to the Jekyll and Hyde on you when you got married, and then all of a sudden he switched up and was like, okay, now I'm going to be lazy. Hey, you still married him. You can't say, oh, he don't want to get a job, we're getting divorced. Talk to him. Figure out what's going on with him. Vice versa for the men. Do the same thing with your lady. Don't just look at her and be like, oh, she's lazy and I don't like how she's becoming fat. Well, she's becoming, that could be abuse. If you say to your girl, yo, I remember when you used to weigh, you know, 140. You know, we try to do the nice and easy way. I remember when you weighed 140, man, and I weighed, like, you know, a little bit. But I remember we were close in weight. You know, I know, I remember we were far in weight. Like, it was cool. Like, you know, we had a big distance. We had a big gap. Now, you know, you're like 10 pounds under me. But it's no big deal. It's no big deal. You know, we can work. Nah, that's messed up. You can't be like that. You married that person. So you can mentally abuse your significant other by just talking about their weight. You can mentally abuse them by saying, you need to get a job, you're good for nothing. They could be mentally abused by family members that say, oh, he's no good, and talking trash about it, and vice versa. Oh, she's nothing, she's this and that. Look at her letting herself go. Ever since she had kids, she gained 200 pounds. Like, abuse is abuse. And men get it just as bad as women do. No, women don't have a right to go up in a man's face. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? See me acting thuggish. No, they don't have a right to do that. But you don't have a right to put your hands on them. All you have to do is walk away from the situation. This one, I say, use that scripture that Jesus turned the other cheek. There's certain situations that I can't turn the other cheek, but for a woman, I can. I never put my hands on a woman. I never will. It's never crossed my mind to physically hit someone that I'm with. Am I scared of jail? Yes. But is that the reason I don't do it? No. It's respect for what they are, what God made them. They're helpmates, not punching bags. You can't just put your hands on a woman because you feel, hey, if they can hit me hard, I can hit them back hard. No, you can't. I know a lot of people say, oh, we're just play fighting. Don't you ever notice when you play fight, if they get you that one good time, like if that girl give you that nice slap on the back when you don't expect it, all of a sudden that little flame that you get in your body ignites and you're like, yo, I'm ready to knock a block off. Come on, man. I ain't stupid. I know how it is. But you don't have to put your hands on a woman. And woman, you don't have to put your hands on a man. You want to get your point across? Do you want to, like, that couple that's always on YouTube and all them, what's his name? HF Chick-fil-A, whatever, and all them. People like, oh, they're so real. And, you know, look at them. And they're crazy to me. They're sitting here hitting each other and doing this stuff to each other. Oh, no, it's just an act. It's just a... Watch her interviews. The girl Melani, whatever her name is, she's actually admitted, no, this is how I am. He act up, he's catching it. Not for show, this is how I am. He act up, he's catching it. Yo, it's crazy like that. People support that. That's why. People are saying, oh, no, it's okay. Don't worry, it's okay. That's how they are. Yo, it's messed up. That's not what marriage is for. We're not made to hit and abuse each other. It's wrong. I've never been through that. Me and my wife have never done that. The one time we got in a big argument, she like yelled at me or something like that, and she was threatening me. I just yoked her up, put her on the bed, and said, you're going to cut this out. And then I walked away. I didn't physically punch her. I didn't football tackle her. I just grabbed her, and I was like, yo, what is good? Like, what is going on? And nothing ever happened since then. We don't have to. We don't get to that point. You know why? Because we stay prayed up. Not booed up. We stay prayed up. Booed up. No. No one got time for all that. But I just wanted to talk about this topic because people have been asking me. And now to give my answer to what you do in this situation. Woman, if you're getting abused by your man, mentally, physically, spiritually, talk to him. Now, if he's beating you and you're afraid to tell or you're afraid to say something, listen, call that auntie, call that cousin, call whatever you got to call. Get out of that situation. Don't stay in that. Don't sit there and get abused because you're better than that. There's someone out there that will treat you like you're supposed to be treated, not physically destroy you like that. It's wrong. If they're able to hit you in the face, that means they no longer care about that beautiful face you have. That's what it comes down to. If they're able to physically be like, nah, I don't give a crap, I'm punching this girl. If they're able to do that, they do not care about you. If someone's willing, okay, you got a nice Mercedes. Are you gonna, because you get mad at the car because it has a problem, are you gonna get an axe or get a mallet or something heavy and crack that windshield? Heck no, because you love that thing. You love how beautiful it is. You ain't gonna smash it. You'll complain about it. You'll get fed up with it, but you ain't gonna just smash in the windows because it ain't working the way you want it to work. Because then you know you gotta pay for more and you destroy something that you love that you feel beautiful. Think about that. I want you to really think about that analogy and think, yo, that's true. I know the first thing, I love you, is just, you know, I'm a drinker. If the man's drinking, I said this in another podcast. If you have a man that drinks, ladies, and every time he's drunk, he comes and hurts you and abuses you, you need to tell him it's either me or that liquor. You understand me? That's what you got to do. And men, if you have a woman that's degrading you, always just talking dirt in your ear and upping your face and all that stuff, remind her, I chose you. Now, if you're cheating, all that stuff, this ain't going to help you. I'm talking about if you're doing the right thing. This is all, everything I'm saying is all about if you're doing the right thing. If you're doing the right thing and this woman's just downgrading you, just saying you're good for nothing and you're garbage and you're never going to be nothing. But like, just remember, I chose you. I chose you like Pokemon. Like, you are the one I chose. I'm with you. I'm trying to build with you. I want to be with you. That's a song from Anthony Hamilton. I love that song. I wanna build with you. That's my joint. But back to seriousness. No one has to take it. And men, if you're dealing with it, call up your mama. Hey, ma, I gotta come move back in. I gotta move back in, ma. She over here beating me like I'm a slave, ma. She whipping me, ma. I can't take this no more. I don't walk in, then I can't. That's what you gotta do. Back to mama's house. So that's my topic for today. That's what I covered. Any questions, any things you guys got to say about what I said, let me know. I will come back to this topic because it's a great topic. And I'm busy driving right now, so I can't get into it as much as I want to. But I will come back to this topic. Thank you guys for listening. I will have another episode out later today. Check you guys later. Thank you for all 70,000. Whatever the number is now, followers, you guys are all loved, appreciated. I love all y'all. And there will be a giveaway in a few shows. Thank you. Peace.